We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, we've got to embrace this thing. And you know, they have so much experience to draw on as far as playing in a high-stakes environment. We just got to control what we can. We can't get ahead of ourselves. We just got to take each game as it comes, and we've got to do everything we can to win that game right in front of us. And I believe as long as we stay in the moment and we stay focused, then we'll do what it takes to win.
Mike Sullivan on his team's dilemma, right on the fringe of making the playoffs, missing the playoffs. They're right there on that cut line with those jerks, the Carolina Hurricanes, just a point back. Our Penguins insider, Jason Mackey, joins us right now from New Jersey. Jason, don't you think the Carolina Hurricanes should act like they've been there before?
No. Why? Because they practically haven't. They've barely made the playoffs in our lifetime, Andrew. I mean, they haven't been there before, so why should they act like it? I mean, this group and the core of their team hasn't.
You played big-time high school football, right?
Not big time, but yes, I played high school football.
You were the starting quarterback. You don't have to be modest on
this
show.
If you lost a game and the other team did an orchestrated celebration afterwards, either the next time you played them, or maybe you wouldn't even wait till then, I feel like Jason Mackey would have run back on the field and kicked their ass over something like that. And it would have bugged you so much that a bunch of ninnies were prancing after beating you in a high school football game. You agree with that, correct?
Jason,
well,
do you
agree? First of all, I don't know how far the quarterback would get in kicking anybody's ass.
But it would bug you. It would irritate you.
The definition of irony, you know, Jason, Jason, certainly you can agree that the definition of irony is a man who looks like he wears oriental rugs that get made into suits. Well, this one, I think, had a bunch of dragons on them, is somehow becoming the authority on when players are doing too much to call attention to themselves. You can agree that that is very ironic, as Alanis Morissette would point out.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. And let me answer Andrew's, then I'll get the Christmas point. One, if you're that mad about it, win the game. Play better. That's what would have irked me if I was on the other side of it. I'd be mad that I lost. Here, what do you do about that the next time? Don't lose. And then to the Don Cherry stuff, I just think it's idiotic that this guy, I mean, his entire shtick is drawing attention to himself. And I know that the NHL is light years away from the NBA or anything like that in terms of guys showing personality or being interesting. But I'm sorry, I'm in the camp of let's do things, be interesting, say interesting things, have a personality. If it manifests itself in this sort of stuff, I'm fine with it.
Would you coach your son's hockey team to do that after a game?
Well, I mean, that's not a part of coaching. That's not even a valid question.
If your kids did that after a game, what would you think of it?
I probably wouldn't love it.
Okay, there you go. I rest my case.
So we're holding our kid. Oh, if my kid isn't a good enough player to be in the NHL, I'll be mad.
I just, I know one sportsmanlike conduct when I see it, and it is that, and it's, if it's the same sport.
So the rules should be the exact same for kids as they should be for pros?
If it's the same sport that glamorizes the handshake line after the playoffs, if that's a big deal, this is the antithesis of that.
The handshake line is a contrived, stupid thing.
No, the handshake line is great,
no,
and that's where you're wrong.
It's absolute garbage.
I like the handshake line, but we're not talking about doing this in lieu of the handshake line. If they did this in the playoffs, I'd have a problem with it.
Oh, really? Would you, Chris?
I don't think they're going to do it in the playoffs.
Chris does not have a problem
with
it.
No, but I have a problem with people saying the handshake line is great, too. Like Claude Lemieux, like those Avalanche Red Wings handshake lines were anything but a BS contrivance to keep up a stupid tradition that hockey, not you, Jason, but like some old school hockey guys, probably like Don Cherry, fetishize to a point that makes me nauseous.
It's just good sportsmanship, Chris. It just, you waged war, and now you're saying good luck in the next round.
Yeah,
I
Claude
love it.
Lemieux tried to rearrange Chris Draper's face and do amateur plastic surgery, and now it's a bunch of good games, attaboys, and
butt slaps. No, I think it's great
slaps.
For the game, and Jason agrees because he's smart.
Hey, Jason, how
you
are you?
You think it's great for the game?
The handshake line,
Andrew?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You
yeah,
disagree?
No, it is fantastic. It is fantastic. And I have a problem, too, with, like, all of a sudden we're going to bring kids into this. Okay.
Yes.
Well, if I'm
they
coaching
the Western
football team, I'm not going to have them do an end zone dance, but we don't have any problem with it, nor have we had a problem with it for years in the NFL. It's just different when they're kids.
Jason, are the Penguins ever going to beat the New Jersey Devils?
I think they should do a little storm surge thing if they beat the Devils tonight.
Yeah, can you imagine one of Mike Sullivan's teams doing that, dear God?
By the way, I'm interrupting you because I think that's a great point. I bet Mike Sullivan hates what the Carolina Hurricanes are doing.
He'll hate it even more if the Carolina Hurricanes sneak into the playoffs ahead of his guys.
I bet he does, and you know what, though? I bet Sullivan hates it on, like, a Bill Belichick level and not necessarily on a Don Cherry level. Like, he's so businesslike with everything and, like, give them nothing and be nameless gray faces out there. I don't know if it's, like, a sportsmanship thing. But anyway, as far as beating the Devils, I mean, you would think that they can win one of these. And I went back and sort of looked at some of these games they've played earlier this season. And, I mean, this is not stuff exclusive to the Devils. You know, I'm the one that was competitive, they let Taylor Hall, just have all the open ice in the world, let him go down for breakaway, easily beats Casey DeSmith. That's nothing the Devils are doing that's unique. I mean, that's just the Penguins playing like crap, and they've played like crap against the Devils a lot. You would think they're due to not play like crap, but I don't know. With this team, it's tough to predict anything.
You think I'm going to ask you to. Are we about to see the beginning of a major point run and a major kind of hot streak for Evgeny Malkin?
Yeah, I think we are seeing the beginnings of that, Chris. And it was building a little bit with that first, I think it was Tampa that he came back. That was the one he got, I don't know. He had won and hurt or suspended another one, whatever. I mean, there were signs of it, and then scoring the 4 goals over the weekend was obviously tremendous. I think he's going to get hot. I think he's going to play really well the rest of the way. I like what his line looks like, getting Phil Kessel back on the right side. That left wing goofiness, it's not working. Get the two of them together. I mean, the bigger concern for me right there is how to get Phil going, not how to get Gino going. But I've seen a different player out of him, somebody who's, you know, the backhanded goal. Like, he's never doing that 2 months earlier. It's just a confidence thing in his ability to try that, pull it off, and he's in a completely different place with his confidence right now.
Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider, joining us from New Jersey. Jason will be part of our trade deadline show on Monday here on 93.7 The Fan. Will we have a trade to talk about?
Yeah, we'll have a trade to talk about. It might not be the world's sexiest trade. None of the three of us might even know the guy we're discussing.
Do you think Rutherford actually is the kind of guy who just makes a trade that day just to say, like, I did something?
I think so. I think yes, Chris. I'll answer
like
that.
He might trade a minor leaguer for a draft pick just to go, ha, you know, just to be part of it. He's one of those guys that wants to be in the
action. Just like Craig.
Yes. It's the equivalent of Craig going out for what? Was it Idaho and what, Craig?
Idaho, and I can't even tell you who the other one is anymore.
And that's how you know you have a problem. I'm just kidding, Craig.
No, he does, but yeah. Go on.
I do think he'll do something, and I see why. I mean, you don't have any guarantees that Olimata is going to be back and healthy. If they have another injury on their blue line, they're going to be playing Juuso Riikola, who's never even seen the NHL playoffs. You're going to be forced to have him in your top six. Like, I see them getting a depth guy. I don't know if you need a depth forward at this point if you're going to be healthy scratching someone like Teddy Bluger or even Garrett Wilson, who I think has been fine in the right role. So I expect him to do something tiny, you know, maybe a depth forward, a depth defenseman. And you're right about the action. I mean, this is actually a funny thing about covering this team. So many people say, oh, Rutherford expressed interest in this, or he showed interest in that. That is just his personality. He checks on so many things. The dude is always on the phone. If I'm talking to him in an interview setting, his phone is ring. You know, he has to silence it. Ding, ding, ding. Like, it's always something. It doesn't mean he's making a trade. He's an active general manager. He talks to people. That's his style.
Do you think he'll trade Tanner Pearson?
I don't, actually. I know it makes a lot of sense for them to try to get out from under that, but I, the sense I get around that team is that they actually do think there's a player under there, and I think they're kind of systematically going about getting him back in. You know, they wanted him to sit for a couple. He's going to play tonight, and he's not going to play a real big role. This is probably not what they want from him long-term, But they're you know, giving them some things to work on, some stuff they want to see, basically being more of a factor, going to the net more, causing some turnovers and shooting. But I do think that they like him a lot, and they want to see him succeed. I mean, I'm sure for the right offer they'd entertain it, but I don't think it's something they're setting out to do.
Has Jared McCann been better than Bukestad so far? Are we getting like a very – well, he has been better, I guess, statistically. But are we getting into a maybe this could be in the Dupuy-Hossa deal? I know one guy was a superstar, and then Dupuy ended up being here for a long time, that the lesser of the two lights in the trade might end up being the more useful player to this team. Is that valid at all?
I think that's a reasonable way of looking at it, Chris. And I'll be honest, it's not something I thought about before either, that specific dynamic. But McCann does fit kind of the way Dupuy does, in that he's just willing to do anything. He plays, you know, the type of game that should mesh well with the Penguins. He wants to play with the puck. He wants to skate. You know, he took that third-line center role and had a fresh approach, or it seemed like a fresh approach because of what a malcontent Derek Brassard was. And he comes in there and he does a couple good things with it. I understand why they shifted him to the wing. Right now, I think it does make more sense to play Bukestad at center, and that's probably the better option for that line. But I remember talking to Rutherford that day, and a few writers have said the same stuff, just about how excited he was about McCann. I mean, a lot of us didn't really think a ton about McCann at the time. I know I was guilty of it. And then Jim was just pumping his tires left and right about what they like this kid for. And I think that the Puy comparison very easily could be in order here, although I also like the Bukestad thing, and I guess that would track with the Marian-Hossa comparison. I think Bukestad can be a very good player for this team too, but I've been very impressed with Jared McCann so far.
All right, Jason, we'll see you on Thursday for the Sharks game. Bring $5 that you owe me for losing that show bet last week. All right, buddy?
Oh, with the rigged system, I think I will bring you.
No, you agreed with the rigged. You agreed with the rigged system.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jason, you can't go with hindsight complaints here on this show.
All right. Hey, but I do want in another one of those before the end of the regular.
Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Hey, who's got the problem now, Jason?
What's that?
Craig said, "A little, who's got the problem now to you?"
You got the bug.
I do have a problem, although mine's not gambling. It's just competitive, but there could be no money on it. I just want to get Pony.
All right. We'll see you, Jason.
All right. I'll see you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.